Lucky bitch. The last thing I want anyone thinking is I fell over because I'm old. I'll be able to move this arm in a minute, and then I'll get the other one out from under me and press the panic button. And some divine young man will turn up in a uniform, and I'll tell him I pressed the button by mistake, and I'm simply looking for a contact lens. Sometimes I'm so uniquely resourceful and clever, I actually feel quite overcome. Christ, though, I could murder a Mai Tai. I was drunk, that's right. I'll tell them I was bloody well drunk and drop my contact lens on the floor, and I'm looking for it. I've just had a frightful thought. I look like one of those ads in the Sunday supplements. Mrs. Hope knows help is coming, with some ghastly grey-haired old dear lying prone with her tweed skirt riding up over a pair of elastic stockings. Ugh, grey hair. Why would any woman let herself go like that? It's like wearing a sign on your head saying, old lady. Obviously, everyone thinks I'm a natural blonde, and quite frankly, it was a godsend when I went grey. Not that I am grey, obviously, but hypothetically speaking. Should I not have been a natural blonde, and should I then have had the misfortune to turn prematurely grey, it would have been a godsend, because then you don't have to bleach. And if you run ivory highlights through, you can leave the roots for 6 to 8 weeks, and nobody notices a thing. The panic button was not actually installed for this sort of carry-on, of course. It was Lisa who made me fit it. It's not in case I fall over and wet myself. But now I come to mention it. Well, at least I'm in the bathroom and it's a tiled floor. But as I told Lisa when she insisted, I'll only have a button if it's strictly for intruders. I mean, imagine! A man could burst in here and do anything he wanted with me. Anything! I'd be helpless. A fragile, helpless creature in the power of a ruthless brute, hell-bent on getting what he wanted, and only wanting one goddamn thing.